This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush has ordered flags flown at half-staff and issued a proclamation in honor of the 32 people killed yesterday at Virginia Tech.
The gunman was identified today as Soong-Wi Cho, a senior at the Blacksburg, Virginia University.
Thousands of people attended a somber convocation held in a basketball arena to remember and mourn those who died. President Bush told them it was, in his words, a day of sadness for our entire nation.
We've come to express our sympathy in this time of anguish. I hope you know that people all over this country are thinking about you and asking God to provide comfort for all who have been affected.
Another speaker this afternoon, poet and Virginia Tech professor Nikki Giovanni, struck a hopeful note.
We will continue to invent the future through our blood and tears, through all this sadness. We are the Hokies. We will prevail. We will prevail. We will prevail. We are Virginia Tech.
And with that, the assembled students, administrators, staff, and faculty broke into a chant.
Our colleague Melissa Block has been in Blacksburg, Virginia today, and she joins us now. Melissa, what's it been like there?
Well, classes are canceled for the rest of the week, so you get the sense that a lot of students who hadn't left for home already are starting to do so, especially after that convocation that a number of them did want to attend. But it's very empty, and you get a sense of the scale of this university. 26,000 students here, so when you talk to people, very little chance that they may have known the shooting victims, but they feel like they knew them. This has obviously hit extremely close to home, and there's a profound sense of loss, and I think a lot of students are heading home to be with family right now.
What have you heard from students there about the university's response to the shootings yesterday? And the question of how quickly or how slowly the university reacted to the first shootings in the dormitory before it took them to lock down the campus.
Right. Well, you hear a couple of different strains of thought on that. You do hear some students saying maybe things could have turned out differently, maybe lives could have been saved if the lockdown was put into effect sooner. At the same time, there's immense pride in this institution. You heard it just now in that chanting of the Hokie cheer. And a number of students are defending the university president and the chief of police here, saying that they did the best they can with the information that they had. I mean, keep in mind that Blacksburg Police Department, I looked this up, has 74 full-time officers, the campus police 38. This is a huge campus, so you can just imagine the overwhelming nature of what they were dealing with and trying to come to terms with it. It's worth saying, too, that this campus has had a tough year end-to-end. The very first day of classes, remember, there was an inmate who had escaped from a hospital. He allegedly killed a guard and a sheriff's deputy. Campus was locked down for that on the first day of classes. Two bomb threats earlier this month, parts of campus locked down again, and then, of course, this massive shooting yesterday.
Well, today was a day for memorials and for the convocation. Where does Virginia Tech go from here?
Well, for a number of people, the counseling centers and counseling, which is springing up all over campus for the people who are still here, faculty, staff, and students alike. You also see all over town community groups banding together, church groups that want to help, the community pulling together as communities do in crises, trying to extract something positive and work together to make something that's not horribly tragic out of all of this. An emergency room doctor at a local hospital today told me they had to turn nurses away who wanted to come and help yesterday, and that the sad part was that they had heard that there were 29 more wounded victims on the way, which would have been bad enough. Even sadder that those victims didn't come because they were in fact killed, so they were expecting people whom they didn't receive. You also get a sense that there's something iconic that's happened here. There's a banner that's now been raised on the Student Center. In one day, they got an oilcloth banner printed on canvas, white letters on a black background, and it says 4-16-07. And you get the sense that date, April 16th, is going to become, to this campus here in Blacksburg, Virginia, what 9/11 has become for so many people.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Our colleague Melissa Block who has spent a day on the campus of Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia.